You were first elected to Burnaby City Council as a councillor in 1987 and have served the city for 28 years, I believe.
That's right.
And in 2002, you were elected mayor, which position you still hold. What sparked your interest to seek election to city council in 1987?
Well, it wasn't that easy. I first ran for city council in 1979.
Ah, okay.
And Jim Lorimer, who was a politician, urged me to get involved in local politics. He'd been a councillor himself, and he encouraged me to get involved in local politics with the Burnaby Citizens Association. And so my first foray into local politics was in 1979.
And do you remember, were there specific issues that interested you at that time?
There was. It was right at the time that I was living in the Stony Creek area. And the local government of the time, the council of the time, was looking to develop what was called the Peanut, which was an area in the middle of Stony Creek. They were going to put high-rise development.
What was it called again?
Called the Peanut. It was
in
the shape of a peanut.
Okay.
And it was a forested area right in the center of Stony Creek.
Oh.
And their plans called for high-rise development in that area. You know, they were going to put in some towers, relatively modest compared to the towers of today. But they were going to put in the towers and take out that area that was forested. And so I became part of the community movement, as did my wife, saying that's not what we wanted for this townhouse area where, you know, families were living and where we had established a sense of community. That change wasn't something that people wanted. They wanted the higher density development to be over at the Lougheed Mall area as opposed to in the middle of the townhouse development. And so that became the catalyst for my involvement, and Kathy was involved in the Stony Creek Advisory Committee. So we'd immediately become attached to this neighborhood, become involved in community. It was easy for me to become involved in the politics at that point.
Would this have been the Forest Grove area, the Burnaby 200?
No, it's Forest Grove is on the other side of Gillardy. Stony Creek is the side of Gillardy where you'll see, we lived right across from where Burnaby Mountain High School is now.
Okay.
Right across from it, across the street from it. So it's very much the eastern side of Gillardy Way. Around Stony Creek School was in that area, and Stony Creek itself was sort of the natural landmark in the area, and that's why the area was named the Stony Creek area.
Okay. Were there also concerns about the environment as well with that kind of development, or?
You know, the concern was more in the forested area that was highly used by people who were in that community, but much more that area was recreational, and the idea that people wanted to have that natural recreational area in the center of this larger, denser development. And it was also the times. You know, we were looking at the 1980s, is that people were not at the stage where they were looking at the level of densification we've later come to accept as a reality. There was lots of vacant land, there was lots of opportunities in other places for development in the community, and it wasn't necessary to look at developing every piece of land. And so, you know, it was a different time and a different place nearly, that's 30, 35 years ago. So
yes.
I think that, you know, my political involvement at that stage was one in which the Burnaby Citizens Association, which was an old organization that had been here since the 1950s, had become kind of moribund. You know, it wasn't any longer a vital organization. It had internal strife and problems that were occurring. And I think they were looking for young people like me to offer some leadership and some change over the next years. But it required a complete rebuilding of the organization.
Okay.
And so I ran in 1979, in 1981, in 1983, and 1985, And I lost all four of those elections as we were rebuilding the organization.
Okay.
But we did have some success, you know, is that there were people that were elected under the auspices of the Burnaby Citizens Association, like Doug Drummond and Barry Jones, and Lee Rankin was elected at that point.
Oh, okay.
Rankin was a local newspaper reporter and had the Rankin name, and so, you know, when it came to name recognition, is even though he hadn't been running as long as I had, he became someone that was recognizable. So when they looked for opposition, Drummond and Rankin, you know, Drummond, who there was a former councillor named Drummond,
yes,
name recognition was such an important factor that they were elected first. And I wasn't elected until the following election in 1987 when we took a majority. And that was when Bill Copeland ran as the mayor.
Okay. I'm just wondering what happened to the peanut.
It was saved.
It was saved. So is it still forested
area? Still forested area.
Oh, all right.
That's right.